It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this evening. Exodus and Slayer guitarist Gary Holt. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. So happy to have you on the show. And lots to talk about, as usual. Let's talk about Exodus first. I mean, it sounds like Exodus is going to go into the studio later this year to record a new album.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting on. And at the same time, you know, Tom Hunting and I are the same mindset, you know, that like however long it takes, you know, to make this album what we want it to be is how long it's going to take, you know. And prior to the just recently completed South American Slayer tour, you know, I had 6 months off. So, you know, I really used that time wisely, you know, and just writing and jamming with Tom and putting stuff together. And, you know, we've got like, you know, a few songs done, several in the works, and thousands of riffs, it seems like. So we're real excited with how things are coming along, you know. And so we're looking forward to getting to that point, you know, where we can actually start booking studio time.
And creatively, what changes when you're writing songs now that Steve Zetro-Souza is back in the band and we'll be singing them?
You know, nothing really. You know, it's like when I write a song, whether it was for Rob or Zetro or much prior to that, you know, for Paul Bailoff, you know, it's just, I just try to write an Exodus song, you know, and just take it from there. And then, you know, obviously, you know, the voice, it's going to round it out, you know, and you know, complete the song, you know. But I don't write differently, whether it's for one or the other, you know. I just write riffs and, you know, until I like them, you know.
Gary Holt of Exodus with us on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt on the show with us tonight. Lots of people regard Exodus as important enough to be included in the hypothetical Big Five of thrash metal. What do you think is the most important thing Exodus contributed to that genre?
The most important thing we contributed to the genre? You know, that's an easy one, the genre itself. Like, I mean, you know, we're arguably the first thrash band, you know, and like, you know, and the only other one you could really make an argument with is Metallica. And I think at the time we were both starting to do our thing, neither of us knew the other existed. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely made a big contribution because we helped create it, you know. But Big Four, Big Five, Big Ten, you know, I don't know, you know, we're one of the first. So I think we have every right to be there, you know, like, I've always said, you know, when everybody talks about the big this or that, they always, like, forget about the Germans, you know, Creator and Destruction. Sodom were there in the very beginning, too. And before, they were there earlier and before a lot of the American thrash bands that people, like, throw in these hypothetical arguments, you know. Like, you know, I don't limit it strictly to United States soil, you know. I think the Germans should have a voice in this as well.
Slayer and Exodus guitarist Gary Holt on the show with us tonight. And still to come, tickets to see Exodus. They're playing at the Terragram Ballroom downtown Los Angeles with Obituary on October 7th. Also going to have Ozfest meets Knotfest tickets, music from Judas Priest, Slayer, and more with Gary Holt. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Gary Holt on the show this evening. Let's talk about Slayer. Repentless was your first album with Slayer, and although you weren't part of the songwriting, Kerry King has expressed willingness for you to be involved next time. How would you need to approach songwriting differently with Slayer compared to Exodus?
Don't write 10-minute long songs. I think that's the first thing, you know. Like, you know, I tend to sometimes, you know, with Exodus realm, wander into some very progressive territory, you know, and that's cool. I think, you know, it's all thrash metal to me. I mean, I think the biggest difference, you know, between one band and the other and the next band after that is, you know, it's quite often it's just note selection, you know. Slayer is a band, you know, like a lot of riffs are very chromatic, you know, and And it's as simple as, like, you know, adjusting your style from one to the other, which, you know, I think after 6+ years in the band, I definitely have as good an insight as anybody into how Slayer writes a song, since I can play such a large, you know, amount of the catalog, you know. So, yeah, when that time comes and we're ready for the next album, you know, Kerry wants me to contribute. I got riffs. I got stuff right now that I've written that, you know, that I'm not using for Exodus because, you know, it's like, it was kind of maybe just like unintentional subconscious things. Like, oh, that sounds a little too Slayer. I pushed that aside, you know, because I spend, you know, predominantly the bulk of my time playing in Slayer nowadays. You know, I got to make sure not to cross-contaminate. You know?
Cross-contaminate.
I got to treat both bands like a crime scene.
Gary Holt of Exodus with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash. It's Whiplash, KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Exodus and Slayer guitarist Gary Holt is with us tonight. You've been with Slayer for 6 years, but what sometimes still feels surreal and new to you?
I don't know that any of it does. You know, I think it's probably a little more surreal nowadays. And I mean, it really sounds odd for me to say it, but it's a little more surreal when I get a rare chance to go back and do Exodus shows. It's like, you know, because those guys are my brothers for most of my life, and the Slayer guys are my brothers too, you know. I'm fortunate to be in a position where I have two bands that I call family, you know, but, you know, it's kind of like just second nature, you know, and then when I do get the chance to do some Exodus shows, you know, it's like I've been away for a while, so it kind of like, you know, I got to remember that this is the band that I've been in since I was 17 years old.
Gary Holt is with us tonight. Coming up, music from Slayer. We'll give away tickets to see Exodus, plus a salute to a fallen legend. Also, Gary will be picking a tune. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt with us this evening. Politically, it's a tense time in U.S. history. Speaking as a musician who's also politically aware, what role, if any, should a band have in political discussion?
You know, I mean, heavy metal and thrash metal in particular has long since been, like, you know, a political musical genre, I guess, best way to say it. You know, we've all written songs about nuclear war and the threat of nuclear war and all this and that. And all of a sudden now people are, like, you know, afraid to touch it because the world is, like, and music is completely polarized in opposite directions. It's so partisan, you know. And, you know, and I'm a liberal. Everybody knows I'm a liberal, but I'm a liberal with really extreme right-wing views on certain things like crime and punishment, and I support law enforcement and stuff like that. But people are so afraid to speak their opinion, you know, because people will, like, swear off their allegiance to their favorite bands. You know, like, I think Ted Nugent's a total idiot. He's also one of my favorite guitar players of all time and always will be, you know. And like, anytime he says something stupid, it's never going to make me go and throw away my copy of Double Live Gonzo. Never. You know, it's like, you know, that's not why I love Ted Nugent. I love his guitar playing and stuff. And, you know, nowadays people are like, you know, oh, they were my favorite band. Now I disagree with them. I don't want to listen to that band anymore. So, you know, people are, it's a touchy subject nowadays, which it really blows my mind, you know, that people are so sensitive, you know.
Gary Holt of Exodus and Slayer with us. It's a Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Exodus and Slayer guitarist Gary Holt is our guest tonight. And between Slayer and Exodus, it would seem like you have little time for much else. When do you step back from music, and how do you recharge to go back to it?
I had 6 months off at home, and that was a rarity, something I don't think I've ever had, you know, and I use it to decorate the house, you know, and kind of nest. And when I'm home, you know, it's all about, you know, my family and, you know, my wife and my kids and, you know, and when it comes to, like, rehearsing and stuff, you know, I map it all out in a very, you know, structured manner that, you know, it is kind of like if I'm going to rehearsal, I'm going to work. If I'm writing songs, I'm going to work. And when I'm done, I'm done. You know, it's like I don't let it take over the entire day. You know, I'll set aside the time for it and use it. And then my day's work's done. And then I'm just back to, you know, the spending time with my family. Hell, I'm going to be a grandfather here, and so I'm very excited about that.
Wow. Grandpa Gary.
Yep.
It's really exciting.
Yeah, I couldn't be more excited. I'm, you know, the family's growing, and I'm looking forward to it.
Full Metal Jackie Gary Holt of Exodus and Slayer with us. See Exodus at the Terragram Ballroom downtown Los Angeles on October 7th with Obituary. Tickets are on sale. Caller 20 at 800-955-KLOS. We'll set you up with a pair of tickets furnished by Terragram Ballroom. Gary, thank you so much for taking the time, and looking forward to seeing you back this way in October.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Whiplash. Again, I'm Full Metal Jackie. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And do check out the Whiplash page at 955klos.com. Leaving you off with Pantera tonight and a song that got one of my favorite Dimebag Darrell riffs as we celebrate what would have been his 51st birthday. Frazier Smith is next. See ya.